Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation is with Angela Antonelli. Angela is the Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. And joining us in our conversation is Greg Greben.
What is your vision for the department's financial management over the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, there are many different things that I hope we can accomplish over the next several years to improve our financial performance. Obviously, continuing to maintain a clean audit is a high priority for us, so that's something that I hope we're going to be able to continue to achieve as a goal. Continuing to improve the quality of our financial systems, the accuracy and the timeliness of the information that we produce, is another area that's extremely important. I mentioned earlier the problem we have with erroneous payments, $2 billion in overpayments of rental housing subsidies. Reducing erroneous payments is, again, a very large priority for us. So improving our financial systems, I think we want to get a clean audit. The acceleration of the audit is something that I embrace, and I look forward to HUD meeting that challenge and doing it very, very well. But again, as I've said, I cannot emphasize that improving our financial systems is an extremely high priority within the department, and making sure that our systems are well integrated over time.
When you think about success measures, and you talked about this when we were talking about budget and performance integration, a program is successful, you look at the metrics. Are there any one or two metrics we should look at in terms of, you know, the success of financial management at HUD?
Well, I mean, again, you know, erroneous payments, to the extent that we can actually know how our money is being spent, making sure that the right benefit gets to the right person and money isn't being wasted. I think ultimately, you know, financial management success and our measure of success will translate into program performance and being able to measure performance and to be successful in achieving those programmatic goals. So, you know, to me, financial management success isn't focused solely on systems. It is what about those systems will actually translate into improving the performance of the department and achieving our mission. So to me, financial management success is, at the end of the day, going to be measured by programmatic success and achieving the mission of the department.
Will program managers assume more responsibility for financial management?
Absolutely. I think as part of all of the efforts that we've been discussing that is part of the president's management agenda and what we're doing at HUD and what the General Accounting Office, you know, when we talk about improving financial performance and our financial systems, these are things that the General Accounting Office and our Inspector General and the OMB, and as part of the President's Management Agenda, everybody has us focused on. And, you know, ultimately to be able to accomplish our goals in these areas, everybody has to be a financial manager to some extent. And part of our efforts, again, it all goes back to people and human capital and making sure that it's not just the staff that works for me as the chief financial officer, but people within the program offices throughout the department who are responsible for program execution, the budget officers, understand what their responsibilities are and are also well-trained and can be good financial stewards. So I see my responsibilities in terms of human capital as not just confined to the office of the chief financial officer, but very much to do that throughout the department and to be a catalyst for improving the skills of financial managers throughout the department. And there are financial managers throughout the department. They are not just within the office of the chief financial officer.
Well, I was going to ask about that. And a couple times that answer, you mentioned training and teaching. Will there have to be more formal training of the program managers who are not used to financial things?
Within HUD, I would say, yes. I think, you know, there are lots of training opportunities that are out there. But again, in the larger context of dealing with management challenges that face the department and the financial management challenges facing the department and how much of a priority now we are making of these issues, it also focuses, and it's a good thing, focuses attention on the training issues and the skill levels of our people and what do they need. Again, my job is to make sure that we do everything we can to provide the tools to our people to be able to do their jobs. And I think that inevitably brings you back towards looking at, you know, what training resources are available? Are we really tapping them as effectively as possible? You know, what are the gaps that are there? And so really in working with people on individual development plans and looking at what they really need in order to be able to do their jobs and to be looking forward-looking. You know, where are they going to go? What is their potential? And are we being able to provide them with things that will help them live up to their potential?
A couple times in our conversation, actually more than a couple, we've talked about how technology will improve things and new systems to do stuff. So I'm curious, as you look out and there'll be new waves of technology, how that will impact the management and the challenges at HUD.
I just think, at the end of the day, information technology and staying ahead of the curve will be extremely important to the work that we do, and understanding what types of tools are out there and available to us as we try to address these challenges. Information technology is obviously a critical component of what we're doing, and again, constantly evaluating our existing systems and information technology projects, and making sure that we're always doing things as smartly and as efficiently as possible. But, you know, obviously, as technology evolves, that's going to continue to play an extremely important role in how HUD chooses to do its business.
Do you think it'll change the way HUD or the financial operations are managed? There's a ratio of managers to employees. The employees are doing things, and as there's more technology and there's more systems and more automations, will those ratios be the same? Will the skills be used the same way? I mean, how do you imagine that these kind of things might change the way management actually happens?
Well, I think if you look historically, that has been the case. But even though that may be the case, in terms of the evolution of information technology and decisions about how we do business being influenced by that, I look at a department like Housing and Urban Development, and it's a department that over the past 6 or 7 years had its staff cut by half. It's an aging workforce. I think we have such significant human capital issues that we need to deal with, that there is plenty of business within HUD that needs to be done. And our challenge is finding all of the resources, whether they be people or information technology, to meet those needs.
Ken, our last question is, what advice would you give to a young person considering a career in public service and maybe even at HUD?
I would start out with HUD, because I think HUD is a great place to work. I think the mission of the department is such an important mission. So if there's any of the listeners out there who are currently in the federal government or considering a career in the federal government, I welcome you to take a look at HUD, and you can go to our website at www.hud.gov. I've always seen myself as having a career in public service, and that started from a very young age. It's to me, it's an extremely rewarding career to pursue. I think for so many people, what we saw happen on September 11th in 2001 only reinforced in my mind what an honor and a privilege it is every day to do the work that I do. And I do enjoy it tremendously. There's no more noble service than a career in public service. It's an opportunity to make people's lives better. For me, what motivated me to look at a life in public service is having parents who were immigrants who came to this country who didn't have very much, and they were able to have children who were able to go to very good schools and really pursue their dreams. And so for me, it's always been a motivation to preserve the American dream, to make sure that those opportunities are available for future generations, the things that make this country so great and the freedoms that we have. And that, in a nutshell, is why public service is so important to me. For someone who comes into public service, I came in and I started my career in Washington. Don't settle. Don't be told that there are limits to what you can do. Strive to perform at your very best. Look for good mentors who will help you to be your best and to accomplish the things that motivated you to enter federal service. Certainly there are going to be challenges along the way. And I think at the beginning of the interview, I talked about human capital and procurement as being two of the biggest challenges. But, it can be an incredibly rewarding career. So look for good people to work with. Don't settle for anything less than that. And stay true to what you came into federal service for.
Well, that's a good stopping point. I'm afraid we're out of time. Greg and I want to thank you for joining us this morning, Angela.
Thanks very much. It was my pleasure. And CFO Council website, I mentioned www.hud.gov. I would welcome anybody to look at our website. Feel free to look at the CFO website to learn more about what a chief financial officer does. Thank you again. I really appreciate it.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Angela Antonelli, Chief Financial Officer of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs, and you can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.
How can we strengthen the relationship between performance and public service? A recent endowment report makes the case for performance management by confronting conventional attitudes. The report, Performance Management, A Start Where You Are, Use What You Have Guide by author Chris Y, provides a convenient way for practitioners to find practical, low-cost help when they need it in their specific situations on the ground. For a copy of the report, visit our website at businessofgovernment.org or call us at 703-741-1077.